First of all, good morning. And the views on the Aleph. So we're on to the fourth case. On Thursday we did a good chazara of all the first three cases. Why do we need the chazara? Why do we have the fourth case? Right. So what is the fourth case? The fourth case was that there was a mouse with a pile of chametz that went into a was in a chotzer, and it went in to one of the houses. It went into a house.
Sorry.
My fourth case was there was a mouse in a chotzer, and we're not sure if it went in the house. So the Gemara wants to know what's our luck in that case. If you're not sure if it went into the house, are we machmir or not? So we left off last week with some homework. The homework was that why on earth does the Gemara feel the need to start finding a source to give a ruling on this shayla? Why do we need a new source for the ruling? Didn't we learn it just in the last case? We had in the previous case that he had two piles of chametz, and he took from one of them, and we don't know if it went into this house or this house. And we said, you can take on, there was a second and third case. Let's talk about the third case, just to be clearer. You have one pile of chametz, and you have two houses, and you're not sure which house it went into. We said, don't worry, as much as you didn't see it going into the house, you can be maker, right? You can be maker, and you can say, one pile of chametz, and we can take on it went to the other house. It doesn't go into your house. So why did we need? And so isn't that the same shayla here? Here you've got a case where you've got the apple with chametz, and you don't know if it went into the house or you didn't go into the house. And we said here, we need to find a new source to permit it. Kids, in other words, in the last shayla which we had a shayla where you had one pile of chametz, and he had two houses, and you don't know which house it went into, and we were makom. We can take on the chametz didn't go into the checked house. So isn't that the same case here, where you have chametz in the mouth of an achbar, and you don't know if it went into the house or not? We should be able to be makom. We don't know if it went into the house. Should be able to be makom.
Last time, we don't know what... It wasn't clear whether the mouse was in a Rosh HaYachid. Here, it's quite clear that the mouse is in a Rosh HaYachid because it's in a chotzer.
What's an afkamina? It's just a yachid. It's just a rabbin for chametz. For tumah, I know there's an afkamina. Tumah, there's a din. Sofet tumah, it's just a rabbin. You go to kula. Sofet tumah, it's just a yachid. You go to chuma. What's that got to do with chametz? There'd be a nice chilev that we don't hear the chilev for chametz. Right, for Tumma, you're 100% right to make such a chiluk. For Chomet, I don't know of such a chiluk. So,
we're talking about Chomet, so we should be able to go to Kula.
And we left off on Thursday. And why do we need a new source? We didn't say, oh, we just spoke about it beforehand, Boker Tov. No, we said, no, Haimu Bikor. There's something unique from Bikor that helps us out here. Without Bikor, you wouldn't have known. So what is that? Nu Yossi, you slept the new on Thursday night? You slept okay? How did you slept? That's another question on the sugya. So we've got two questions on the sugya. First question. The question is, why does Gemara need it? And the second question, how could Yossi sleep with love? Okay, so what is Pshat? The Pshat is that in this case, this is how the Ram speaks out. In this case, there's a unique factor that wasn't mentioned anywhere else, is that this Achbar was in the Chotzer of the house already. It was already in the Chotzer of the house. And since it was in the Chotzer of the house, we have to be concerned that went into the house. Perhaps we have to be concerned that went into the house. Perhaps since it's in the chot of the house, we have to be concerned that went in the chot, into the house. chotzer and houses are interconnected. So if we see it in the chotzer, maybe there's a reason to automatically assume it went into the house. And therefore you need to check. And that's what we're looking for. Do you remember we once, when we had the test of the Aleph, we once had one of the mishtatzvim, one of the people taking part in our shir, was saying, what's the din if you see the mouse going into one room of the house? Does that mean that you don't have to suspect that the other rooms, just this room you have to worry about? Or do you say, no, once it went into this house, you have to worry about the whole house? Right? So I was quite adamant about it. Now once you see it going into one room of the house, you have to check the whole house. And the Ran says that before. But it's based on this halacha. Here we're seeing that if you see an achba in a chotzer, do we have to assume that this achba actually went into the house as well? So we need a source for that. The previous case, like the achba was there, never said it was in the chotzer, it was in Rishus HaRavim, or wherever it was, and we had a choice, did it go into the house A or house B? There's no reason to assume it went into house A, because it wasn't in a chotzer of house A. Here we're talking about where the food, where the ach was in the chotzer. Since in the chotzer, automatically it goes into houses. That's where ach was go to. So maybe automatically we have to assume it's there.
Because the third case, it was Badai that went into one of the houses. Here it's still something whether or not
there was a change of
circumstance.
So therefore, we wouldn't be able to prove it from the last case to say, if the last case would be Lechumra, then maybe this case would go to Kula. But the last case we were Mako with. Right. Certainly should be Mako here. In that case, we knew it would definitely went into one of the houses, and we still went to Kula. So certainly in this case where you don't have a chala went to the house, you should go to Kula. So why do we need a new source?
Is being in the house, so that's tantamount to being in one of the rooms.
If I see if you're in the vicinity already, is that called being in the place or not? Everybody should bear it? That's the shayla. So let's take it further. There we go.
In all the other cases were the tziborin, the piles of chomos and matza in the Rishus HaRabim.
Doesn't say they were in the chotzer. Doesn't say where it was. And if here Rashi speaks out clearly, look at Rashi, sofik ol, sofik loy ol. Rashi says, ra achbo shanot ol chomis b'chotzer. You saw him in the chotzer. Rabbi Yisbodok, in the idea, in nichbes oilo in nichbes. I don't know if it went in or not. That's the shayla. It was in the chotzer, but I don't know if it went in. That's the shayla. It's a new type of shayla. The shayla is, in a case when it was in already the chotzer, does that mean I have to assume it was part of the house or not?
I can maybe make a deal, but not that the achba was in the chotzer, but that the chomus was in the, you saw the mouse pick up the chomus in the chotzer. She not our chomus the chotzer.
Right, the chomus, okay, the chomus is in the chotzer.
Coming from outside. The other case, I think they were talking more when it came in from the outside, maybe with the chomus, because to get into the house, you always had to go through the chotzer.
Yeah, but so maybe you're asking another point, which I will speak out now. A question that was asked at the beginning when we started this case was, why do we need to find a new source? We have it in the Mishnah already. The Mishnah says, Ein choshin shema, what does the Mishnah say? Ein choshin shema gira chuldo mi bayit se bayit mi mokim le mokim. In game, in a double step. So he said, you don't need to be concerned. So why here? Do we need to find a new source?
Well, the difference, though, because they're talking about... Let me just finish my sentence.
Why do we need to find a different source? The Mishnah itself seems to say it already. The Mishnah says that you don't need... No, don't need to be choshes. You took it from place to place. Don't need to be choshes. You took it from place to place. Right. That's the question, which I think we've balanced.
But here is the chatzal abayis.
Oh, very good. Very good.
If it's in the house there, it has already, and you're always concerned if it goes into the house or not now, then you're not talking about traveling.
Right. Very good. Very good.
It's already in the house.
So, but I'm not the chaimut, say an answer. And this is what the Ram basically speaks out as well. That, okay, fine, so 1 minute, let's say what they say. So both the Mordechai and Yeshua are saying, no, this case is different to the Mishnah, like we just spoke out. In the Mishnah, the Chometz was in one Chotzer. And I know it didn't go into the house of that Chotzer. I've got Shaila, do I have to be concerned that it came into my Chotzer? I saw it was in a Chotzer somewhere else, do I have to be concerned that it came into my Chotzer? And now we say, you don't need to be a Chotzer, it came in Chotzer a Chotzer. I see Chometz was in somebody else's house. Do I have to be concerned it came to my house? No, you don't have to be chayshu came by a sabbat. But maybe if I saw Chometz in my chotzer, I have to worry that it came into my house because the chotzer and bayis is one mocker. Just like if it came into one room in my house, it's possible you need to check the rest of the house. So if it came in one chotzer, in my chotzer of my house, maybe I have to be concerned it came into my house. You don't have a right from the Mishnah for that. Right? I'll be what we just said. So the question which I just, the answer which I just gave, the etzma answers two problems. Number one is, why are we looking for a new source? What was wrong with the source of Shnei Shvinim? You just had a case where you had chometz in front of two houses. We said you don't have to suspect they came into your house. So why do you need a new source? There it is in the chotz of the house, and here maybe we have to be concerned they came in. And if you say that, that answers the other question. Now, why do we need a new source? What was wrong with the post? The Mishnah itself, the Mishnah said, Ein Yadav Asayi. Answer is, the Mishnah is talking about Michotze, Lechotze. It was in another Chotze, but it becomes something into my Chotze. If it's in my Chotze already, it's possible you don't have to be concerned. It might be that you have to be concerned. If it's in your Chotze already, it might be you have to be concerned about it. Yeah.
What's that Makam Lemakam?
So the Mishnah said that Mimokim Lemokim, if you remember, that was talking about a case that you don't know that was chometz was taken. I don't know there's chometz there. But there was a chiddush that you don't need to be concerned Mimokim Lemokim within the one house. So we said that's talking about chometz that you don't know about. And the Mashal spoke out, chometz that you don't know about it, you don't need to be concerned that the chometz went from one place of the house to another place of the house, because since you don't know about it, They weren't machayiv that. But if you saw there was chametz in your house, of course you have to do bdik on the whole house. Right? Okay. Yossi, you're not master.
Rashi was saying you have to keep going too.
Yeah, so he's saying kan means the house. That's what it means. Kan means here. What's called here? Here certainly means the house. And it could mean the chotzer.
No,
right, it's been a mask on tomorrow, that's how it comes out.
No. He just talks about, you see, coming from the hatcher, it says the birds and things like that, it'll be eaten. It'll certainly be eaten.
If the Achba's holding chomet in the chotzer, the Achba's taking it somewhere. He's not going to leave it up to the birds. He's taking it somewhere. Achba's got it there. Raw Achba has got the chomet in the chotzer. And there's still the Achba with it. So he's taking it somewhere. Is he going to leave it there? Or is he going to take it to your house? Maybe he needs it, are you right? So it would be okay, but maybe I'll take it to your house. That's our Shaila. Now, if you take on that it's like in your house already, but then if you saw an Achbob having chomet in your chotzer, you would have to be a chishus in your house. That's the Shaila of our Gemara. Shaila of our Gemara is, you see an Achbob with chomet already in your chotzer, do you have to be concerned it's being taken into your house or not?
All the other cases were not in the chotzer?
Yeah, that's what you have to say. It was not in the chotzer, it was in Rishus Rabin in front of it.
That's case 3.
Case 3, case 2, case 1. All the cases, all not in the chotzer. Yeah, this is now a new chiddush. It's in the chotzer. Chiddush. Okay, that's how the Ram answers this kasha. So let's see, let's start. Based on that understanding, let's start. Safek ol, safek loy ol. You're not sure if it came into your house or not. Why? I saw in the chotzer. I know Biko. That is exactly the same shot as Biko. Look at the Belozov Rabbana. And it's based on a machlekes of Belozov and Rabbana. It's now, there's a Mishnah in Tais. And it was a Biko. Somebody coming into Biko, Bimaitek Shomim, in the winter. Bika. Bika is an area with lots of fields. We translate it in English as valley, but it doesn't really have to be a valley. Yeah, it means an area with lots of fields. The tuma is tayplayis, and there's a tuma in a particular field. I know there's tuma in a certain field. But I'm echad, and somebody said halachti b'mokin halol. I went into that area. I don't know if I went into that particular field. I was in the area. I was in the Biko. I don't know if I went into that particular field. So now the Shaila is like this. Do we look at it as if there is a double Sofik here? One Sofik is, maybe he didn't go into the field. The other Sofik is, maybe, even if you went to that field, maybe you weren't on top of where the mace was. The mace doesn't take up the whole field, right? So I have a double topic. First of all, maybe I didn't go into the field at all. And even if I did, maybe I wasn't on top of the mace. Well, do we
isn't
say...
That really isn't that just one topic? Maybe you went on top of the mace and maybe you didn't.
Yeah, very good aura. It's a good aura, yeah. You see in Shane here, they call it two sphagas. Yeah, so Motre has asked a very good aura. It's really one topic. Am I Tommy or Tori? That's really the topic.
Well,
did I go on the base or not? That's really the topic.
But there's two ways that need to be done in order to make
yeah.
it come
yeah, two, you have to walk two steps to get to
exactly.
It's not so clear that it's called the sex faker. Yeah, it's not clear it's called the sex faker. And you'll see Taisa says that Rashi elsewhere says a different shot. But at the moment we want to say Rashi and Avshat, which is good at Oram. But we'll say Rashi working in Avshat, in Avsuga. It's called a sex faker. Do we say it's a sex faker? Sofik if it came in the field, and even if it came in the field, who says I was on top of the meat? Or do you say it's not a sex faker? Being in the valley means it included being in that field. The field is part of the valley, and as much as you're in the valley, you can't say, well, maybe I didn't go into that field. That field's part of that valley. It's all one big mockery. As much as you're in the valley, you're in the field as well. So you really only have one sofik. What's the sofik? Did I go on top of the mace or not? Then you can't be mace.
Why would you need a fake fake if it's just a rabbin? Why would you need a fake fake if it's just a rabbin?
Another good question, Mordechai. You're doing good today, right? You're doing a good question. The answer is that the Gemara says it's in the winter. You might say shamim. Right? You might say shamim. Yumaisak Shamim is times when the seeds grow, and it's the time when you're not allowed to walk in some of these fields. Since you're not allowed to walk in it, it's just the Yachid. Just the Yachid, you can't be Makeup. Right? Just the Rabbi, you're right, one Sofik would be enough, and it's just the Yachid, you can't be Makeup. Therefore, there's the Shani. Have a Shani. Do we look at this as a Svek Seker or not? So, how do we look at it?
Okay, but wait, didn't you say before that it was just a yachid, even if you pile up the fakers, it doesn't help?
What do you have for breakfast today? I'll say one good question after another. Really good. So what? If you say it's just a yachid, even if you pile up the fakers, shouldn't help. How do you know that, Mordechai?
You said that. I think we were brushing.
Very good. Very
you
good.
Said that like a few days ago, but... But I think we had a Rashi or something.
A couple of places about it. Okay. So bear that in mind. We'll come to your answer very, very soon. So, praise the Gemara. So says the Mishnah. Nichlis the Bika Meisek Shamim. Somebody comes in a Bika in the winter. Why the winter? Because he wanted to be Rishut the Yochid. But some of the people, and there's some in a certain field. And somebody said, I lacked him. Lord. I went into that place, and I don't know if I came into that field. That's what the guy said. I don't know if I came in. So what's the halacha? Ebenezer said, you're Tori, because you have a sex faker. And the chachamim say, you're Tommy. Why do you say you're Tommy?
They don't see it as a sex faker.
How Sofik Tumah versus Yachid.
So we already had two people shouting out answers. and opposite answers. But what's Daniel saying? Why did he say you go to Chumah? Daniel is saying, because maybe it's not a sake faker. Right, that's one way you could learn. One way you could learn is that you don't look at it as a sex faker, because you look at it as all one big field. Okay? Right, that's what you're saying, Daniel?
Yeah.
Okay, you look at it as all one big field. That's one way you could possibly learn. And the other way of learning is?
That's
the Rishuti Yafid.
You don't have that principle that gives you the kula, so now you're stuck with the kula.
Right, but even my sex faker, in Rishuti Yafid, you go to Chumah. Like Mordechai shouted out before. Now, there's no principle that you can be making of sex faker in Rishuti Yafid. All the fakers say, fire it out, one after another, is going to be Tommy. Right? That's going to be another way of learning. You're going to bear in mind because... Yeah, we have this in the wintertime, suddenly, because if it'd be in the summertime, of course it'd be okay, because right. Suffolk would be maker.
And if you didn't care about it... And
because Suffolk, even one Suffolk would be maker, in Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Right? So we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and that's why there's a mokum to be machmir, at least even with one Suffolk. The challenge is, what would be if there's two Sfakers? So what would be if there's two Sfakers? So Daniel is saying, two Sfakers is go to Kula, but here there's no two Sfakers, because... We look at it all as one big field. And Mordechai is saying, or he didn't say this, what we should be saying, Afi Mordechai, no, the reason why we're going to be maker, Machmir, is because he writes these two Sfakers. There are two Sfakers. One of the two Sfakers, maybe he didn't go into that field. And even if he did go into that field, maybe he didn't go on top of the mace. He writes these two Sfakers. Of the stern initials, he can't be maker. But we have to see how we're going to, how Rashi's going to explain it. And that's going to make enough kumin how we understand the sugya regarding chomets. Okay? Shehoya Rebbe Eleza Oimel, because Rebbe Eleza said, Sofik Bia Toy, Sofik Maga Tumo Tomei. Why is Rebbe Eleza Meiko? Why is Rebbe Eleza Meiko? Because Rebbe Eleza said that you have a Sofik if you came in, Izbechla. You have a Sofik if you came in, that's going to be a reason to be Meiko. Right? So, that we don't look at it as one big suffix. So, you have a suffix bia inside. If you have it, if it's a suffix, if you came in, you're going to be sorry because you have a sex vacant. If it's just a suffix, if you're there and you're not sure if you touched it, that's one suffix, you're going to get a chumrah. Maybe you have a suffix, if you even came into it, so then that's a sex vacant. You have a suffix if I came in and a suffix if I touched. That's a sex faker. So Mamela, Ebeleza is maker. So Hoyer Ebeleza would say, said, you want to know why you're maker here? Because it's a sovereign beer. And a sovereign beer, you're going to be tired. Because on that is a sex faker. And also if you came in, and even if you came in, maybe you didn't touch. But if you were there, and the whole sovereign is a sovereign maga is Tomei. Sovereign maga tumo, the sovereign can be touched. You're Tommy. You see how you read the Yossi? How do you fit in the words? Well, how do you fit in these last lines? The last line. If Eleazar is saying, you want to know why you're maker? Because you got Sophic beer. What does that mean? A Sophic beer meaning you're Svek-Sveker. A Sophic if I came in, and even if I came in, maybe I didn't touch. So you go to Kudu. A Sophic Magotum, what does that mean? I know I'm there. I just got a suffix. If I touched it, they've only got one suffix, so you go lechum. Suffix magatum, or you go lechum.
It's hard. Ultimately, it's a question of whether or not you touched or not.
Yeah.
Who cares whether or not I don't know whether or not I was in that field or not.
That's Mordechai's R. Okay, it's all one suffix. But Rebbe Eleazar is teaching us not like that. According to how Rashi is learning here, and we don't want to make it too complicated for Malcolm. That's how Rashi learns here. Rashi learns here, and so he's going to speak about it as well. It's a Sveik Sveikim. There's Sveik Bechlau coming in, and Sveik touching. Although, of course, the Nachamina coming in is also about touching, but since it's two clear stages, we have a right to call it Sveik Sveikim. Sveik Bechlau, I was there. And even if I was there, who said I touched? Yeah, you can hear it. You can hear it to...
I hear it.
As long as we can hear it. As long as we can hear it, it's okay. That's fine. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So now we have to see Rashi, and now we have to come back to Chomets, right? That's just And that's the avoda here. We have to get back to chametz. So there's Rashi. Topic, all sofik loyal. That one we did. Bika. How many sondays has smuchim yachad kori bika? Lots of fields, all adjacent to each other. That's called a bika. So in England, we call it a valley. It's nothing to do with a valley, really. It's any place where there's lots of fields together. Bimois ha'chomim, the Jordan Valley, let's say. They call it valley, but it's really, it just means a large plain, which has got lots of fields in it. Bimois ha'chomim, havia bika, reshus ha'yochit, the tumah. In the winter times, this valley or this plain of fields is a considered reshus ha'yochit of tumah. Why? Mishakvar tzomach hazera, the zera already grew, and there's no permission, people do not have permission to go into it. There's no permission for anyone to enter it. They came along and we passed him, Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid, Sveika Itami. Somebody's got Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid, you go, Nechuma. And there was a Tumah, obviously, Floyd is, Keloima Ba'achas HaSodah, it's in one of the fields of Tumah. The Yoidim Ono, and we know Be'ezahi, in which field the Tumah was. That's not our Sofik. The Chol Sodom is Sodom, and each field, Mesuyemes, is clearly defined B'mitzel, with its borders. And therefore, since each one's got its borders, that's why we can maybe have a Sofik and say that here there's two Sfeikas. Maybe I didn't come into it. And even if I came to into it, maybe I didn't touch the meat. But if there were no borders, then it's really one big field. So it's one big field. You can't say, maybe I didn't come into it. I'm in it. I'm in the field. But since each one has its borders, that's why I might have thought I've got a right to say, I've got a double suffix, maybe I didn't come into it. And if I came into it, maybe I didn't touch it. The Mokim Alal, I came in to this place. What's this place? The Bikazu, into this Bika. So he said, the Blessed said, Yitoy. Ah, Chachamim Tami. Chachamim said, Yitomi. Why? Let's see, why the Chachamim say Yitomi? The Havela, Sofik, Tumah, Meshuta Yochid. It's a Sofik Tumah, Meshuta Yochid. It's a Sofik Tumah, Meshuta Yochid. And therefore, we've got to be Machim. But it doesn't hold it to Sofik Tumah. Unless you came into the field. But you don't know if you're a male or not. But now it's a Svek Sveker. In this case, not one Sofik, it's two Svekers. And therefore we are Mako. So Rashi does speak out where Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rashi speaks out clearly there. Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's a Svek Svek and you go to Kula. But Chachamim Rashi doesn't really speak out. Rashi says it's a Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid. Rashi doesn't really speak out. And therefore what? Rashi just says it's a Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid. So Tosfos speaks out that Rashi holds that even Svek Svek you go to Kula. Even Svek Svek, any Sofik. The night it's a Sofik Tumah Rishus HaYochid. Any Sofik, even if it's a Svek Sveka, you go to the Chum. Even if it's a bit Svek Sveka. But let's see the next line of Rashi, and then we'll get it clear. Says Rashi, that's all regarding Tumah. Says Rashi, regarding Batim, regarding houses, Apilu Abonon Moidu, even, that means regarding the Chomet, yeah? Apilu Abonon Moidu, even Rabbonon on Maskim. The Kiv and the Zigis Chomet Terabonon, since the Zigis Chomet Terabonon, Tolina and the Kule. You can go to Kula. Says Rashi, regarding Zigis Chomet, we have a right to be Meiko. Why? Because Zigis Chomet is Terabonon. What does Rashi say? Isn't Machloikis Rebelezen Rabonon regarding Tumo? Do we treat it as one Sofik or two Sofik? Or do we treat it, do we say there's a teta of Tumah Sekseik in Rishus HaYochid? Do we say there's a teta of Sekseik in Rishus HaYochid? That's all very good regarding Tumah. Regarding Bikas Chomet, the Rabbanon are maskim to Rebbe Lezer. How does Rashi know that? Where did he cook it up from? Why should that be? So now, if you learn like Daniel's chart, it's very hard. If you learn like Daniel, it's been met very hard. If you learn like Daniel, that the Rabbanon holds that it's all called one thing, one place. That's what they held. And been met very hard. How do you know that the Rabbanon holds by Chometz is different? It's all one place. It should be Cheshis. If you see going into your house, you have to be Cheshis. Went into your house. So what if it's one place? So if you learn like Daniel, it's very hard. But Rashi didn't learn like Daniel. Rashi learned that the Nekuda is whether by Tzvek Tzveika we machmir by Tum. So then in Tumah. Are we machmir by Tzvek Tzveika in Tumah? Right? That by Tumah or Avon say we are machmir, and Rav Lezer says we're not machmir Tzvek Tzveika. But let's work out, why is it Tzvek Tzveika? Rav Lezer says Tzvek Tzveika, right? Why? Why did it take Tzveika?
Did he walk into the field with the tumah? If he walks into the field with the tumah, did he step over the mace?
It's a Tzveika. Give me a second, first. If we're going to define it as a Tzveika, it's clear that we're treating these areas as separate areas. Even though they're all very connected to each other and the mamish adjacent to each other, it's clear that we treat them as separate areas. So who are doing a chotzer and a bayis, which is clearly a defined separate area, we were treated as a separate area. Now it's true, Rabbanon acholik and Rebbe Lezer by tumah, because they hold Tzveik you go to chumah, but they also agree that it's a separate area. They just hold it's not going to help you by tumah because Tzveik you also go to chumah, but they also agree it's a separate area. And if so, we'll be able to say by the Deacon's Fomit, it's possible it's a separate area, and we should be able to go Lekuda.
That doesn't seem to be what Rashi is saying. Rashi seems to be saying that Rebbe Lezer looks at it as two separate locations. And if it had entered, he would look at it as one location. So that's mashma, the Chachamim do look at it as one location.
But Rashi doesn't really speak out what the Rabbanon say. Rashi just says, the Chomer Metam David is something Tumah Brishas
Yochid. Right, and then why does Rabbi Elazar disagree? Because he says also, if it would be one location, I would agree with you. But here it's two locations. So that means they don't agree that it's two locations. They think it's one location.
Not necessarily. I mean, they say it makes a difference if it's two locations. Because it's not
if it makes no difference, then why is he arguing that point?
Because if I want to argue with the Rabbanon, and I want to say if you make it, I need to make it two separate locations. Because without,
but it's not going to help if they don't consider it two locations, right? So then that winds up being the crux of the argument: one location or two.
No, again, the Rabbanon is saying it's irrelevant if it's one location or two. You're going to be Tomei, and Rabbi Lezer says it is relevant if it's two locations, because I hold Tzveik is the kulam. The Rabbanon saying it doesn't bother us one location, two locations, because the Maisa, Sovik Tumah Rishus HaYochid, you go Lechum. Right? So it doesn't make a difference to us if it's one location, two locations. But if you want to argue with us,
Why would Rashi just say it the other way? The Rabbi Elazar holds it's fake in the two locations, and the Rabbanon don't care about fake.
Now, let's look at the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara explains, oh, my battery's running low. Oh, boy. So, we're going to carry on as far as till my computer completely comes off, okay? If it goes off, and then it's gone off. Although I could, you know what? I'll just go on the phone. 1 second. I'll join on the phone, and that way we can continue without worrying.
Are you putting an extension cord?
Yeah, turn it off.
We'll give it to you that it's two locations. We don't care if it's two locations. We'll be marking it as two locations. So even so... There's no, it doesn't change our
sin. Right. So one thing. So the Lashon of the Gemara, is, Shahayir Reb Meir Oimel, Shahayir Reb Loza Oimel, Sopik Bia Tomei. It's funny way the Gemara wrote it. The Gemara brought a machlekes, and then says, Shahayir Reb Leza Oimel. So Rav's Mazayik, that this line, Shahayir Reb Leza Oimel, Sopik Bia, the fact that Reb Leza called it Sopik Bia, then there's no machlekes about it. He doesn't say Shahoya Rebbe Lezer Oime Sopik Bia Hu. Rebbe Lezer considered it a Sopik Bia.
Let's just turn off the computer and then we're on the computer. Yeah.